This chazor zeichin ish b'sachar habachar chesgal shragam and avram yehuda m'sachar zchulun daf chav beis. So the Gemara continues the analysis of the Braisa. The Gemara now asks, how do we know that an animal chatas must be brought from chulun? So Rav Chisda said the pasuk regarding Aaron's chatas says v'hikri of Aaron as par hachatas asher loy, which teaches it must be his, not from the tzibur and not from ma'aser. In fact, the halacha that a bird oil must be offered by day is learned from the pasuk of b'yoyim savoisay. So why did the Braisa say it's learned from the animal chatas? And for tomorrow, the Braisa said. Truth is, it doesn't. It's not. That's not where it's learned from. The Braisa said this is part of his whole drasha, but in fact, the true place is learned taka from the pasuk. The halacha that a bird oila must be offered with the kohen's right hand is also learned from a drasha of Rabbi Bachana named Rish Lakish, who says that wherever the pasuk says etzba or kohuna, it means that the right hand has to be used. So why did the Braisa say it's learned from animal chatos? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah follows Rav Shimon, who says that the word kahuna alone is not enough to require that the right hand be used. And regarding the bird oila, the pasuk only says kahuna. How did the Tanakhana, beloved son of Shimon, learn that the malika of an oiler bird must be done to the back of the neck? And furthermore, they learned the halachas of malika from an oiler bird, from the halachas malika of a chatas bird. Zach, the next Mishnah. Birds that are kosher to be brought as toirin, which are older birds, are possible to be brought as bnei yoina, which have to be brought when they're younger birds. What's kosher to be brought as bnei yoina are possible to be brought as toirin. When the bird's feathers have begun to yellow, which is a sign of the maturing process, at that point they're possible for both of these type of birds because they're no longer young, but they're not yet mature. Zach, the Gemara Bryce says with regard to toirin, when they're older, they're kosher. When they're young, they're possible. With regard to bnei yoina, when they're older, they're possible. When they're young, they're kosher. The result is what's kosher for Tyrin is possible for Bnei Yoina. What's kosher for Bnei Yoina is possible for Tyrin. Abraisa says the word Tyrin in the Pasuk teaches that it must come from the older birds, not the younger birds. Because if not for the Pasuk, we would make a Kavachayim and say if Bnei Yoina, which may not be brought from older birds, may be brought from younger birds, then Tyrin, which may be brought from older birds, can certainly be brought from younger birds. The Pasuk therefore teaches that only older birds may be used for Tyrin. The words Bnei Yoina in the Pasuk teaches that it must come from younger birds, not from older birds. If not for the Pasuk, we would make a Kavachayimah and say, if Tyrin, which may not be brought from younger birds, may be brought from older birds, then Bnei Yoina, which may be brought from younger birds, can certainly be brought from older birds. The Pasuk therefore teaches that only younger birds may be used for Bnei Yoina. How does Bnei Yoina teach to exclude older birds? So Rava said, the fact that not one Pasuk says Bnei Tyrin, or just Yoina, and instead always says Bnei Yoina, we see that this is older and this is younger. Fekhmer maybe say that this teaches that when using yoinim, one must always use young ones, but when using tayrim, one may bring either old ones or young ones. Furthermore, we compare it to bnei yoina. Just as when bringing yoinim, it may only be brought from the young ones, so too when bringing tayrim, it may only be brought from the older ones. Zakmar, Abraisa says the pasuk of min hatoyim and min bnei yoina teaches that not all toyim are valid, and not all bnei yoina are valid. This comes to exclude the birds whose feathers have begun to yellow, and teaches that they're possible for toyim and for bnei yoina. Rather, toyim become valid when their feathers have become golden, and bnei yoina become possible when their feathers become yellow. Yaakov Korcha taught a Abraisa that says that a baby bnei yoina bird become kosher when they are ye'alu. Akhbai explained this to mean that when the bird is old enough, that it bleeds when a feather is pulled from it.